So we all know the Kalev in Yeshua, the two Meraglim, that Baruch Hashem are Matzliach, and don't fall prey to the ways of the other Meraglim, to the other ten Meraglim. And the Pasuk says in Perek Yidal, Pasuk of Dalid, to explain why Kalev was Matzliach. We know about Yeshua, we know how Moshe Rabbeinu David for Yeshua, we spoke before at length of the Midah of Yeshua. Pasuk of Avdi Kalev, and my servant Kalev, Kach Baruch was talking, Ekev Hoysa Ruach Echeres Yimo, because he had this a different spirit within him, Vimale Acharai, and he's, I don't know how to translate that exactly into English, but he's like, he's full of me, he's full following me, he's like, oh, Rabbeinu Shalom Dick. Therefore, if I'll bring him into the land, Vizaro Yishreno, his children are going to inherit it. As we know, Kalev was zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael because of that. So I saw in Malacha Chaliba of Rav Shor Shlita, he asked, I don't understand. The Pasuk telling us why Kalev entered Eretz Yisrael. Right? Why the Rebbeinu Shalom brought Kalev to Eretz Yisrael? It's very posh to say, because he didn't follow the Meraglim. What do you mean because he has Ruach Acheres and Bimale, what is Lashon, right? Bimale, Acharai. What do you mean? He didn't do the Chet. Meaning the whole, all of Klai Yisrael was supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael, and we had Chet Meraglim. But because of Chet Meraglim, the Einish was, you can't enter Eretz Yisrael. The given was, they were the default was they were supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael. So if you didn't sin in the Chet, that's the reason why you're going to be Zoichet enter Eretz Yisrael. Not because Ruach Acheres and Bimale, what's going on? So he says something very deep. He says, we see throughout history, that sometimes, which is hard to swallow, but it's the way of us as a klal, that when we're part of a klal, and some in the klal, and part of that klal is involved in a chet, sometimes the entire klal has to suffer because of those. We see this by chet egel, and we see this by chet meraglim. It wasn't that every single yid was involved in chet egel, and every single yid was involved in chet meraglim, but Gan's Klal Yisrael is punished because of those that were, and everyone's nichlal in that klal is part of that klal, and therefore, even though Kalev didn't follow the other meraglim in sense of saying anything bad about Eretz Yisrael, it could be he would have been nichlal with the rest of Klal Yisrael and not made it into Eretz Yisrael. What gave him the ability to still enter Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Shor says something so beautiful, and that's what the Pasuk's saying. It's because, as the Pasuk says, Ruach Acheres Yimo. And what that means is, not just that he was quiet and didn't sin, he went against the tide. He had a Ruach Acheres Yimo. Vimale Acharai, he was full of Eibishter, and he fought against it. He didn't just leave it to be and not do wrong. He stood up. Vayigba Libo B'darech Hashem. He stood up with a proper sense of pride and connection to stand up for the Rebbeinu Shlom. Ruach Acheres Yimo. And that allowed him to not be part of that klal by the chet, even if they didn't all actually sin. Well, Rav Shor is giving us a big etzah in life. You know, in life we're going to be in situations at times with people that might be not be living up to the way we want to live our lives. And the question in those moments, Vada, you could be strong enough on one level, you know, for example, you could be chvesnisht in shul and everybody's talking in shul, so you're not going to talk necessarily, but you stay in that shul with everybody talking in shul. Maybe that void is that point to say, this is a makom I can't be in, I got to walk out. But yigbaliba b'dach Hashem, I got to go find somewhere else to daven. Obviously, with the proper kavod and not to put anyone else down. Or sometimes it's hochech techiach zemisecha. Sometimes in life there's a situation you're with friends and your friends are talking about something chesnish inappropriate. It's not something that you should be talking about or whatever it might be. And on whatever level that is, one level is to just sit there quietly. And one level is to say, you know, it may change the conversation. And or even say something in a nice way, in a bekavetic way, if you think it will be mechabal hochech techiach zemisecha. And realize that sometimes that's a stand up for Eibishter. And I have to stand up for myself who believes in that. Because I'm full of Eibishter. I have a Ruach Acheres Yimo. And that's when you're not going to be Nichlal in that. And that's who each and every one of us needs to be. We have to be a Yachid. To be Avram Ha'echel. We have to be a Yachid in being willing to be Ha'ivri. Being the Yid who's willing to stand up for emes, stand up for kedusha, to not just not follow the trend, but stand up for kedusha. Eibishter brought me a very special matana on this. If you take the gematria of ruach acheres with the two koilos, 825, exactly gematria, tafkid chayim oilam hazeh. This world that we're in, which is mole taiva, mole gashmi, mole, we're all going to be in situations, especially over summer, where we're uncomfortable. Don't just not follow. Stand up in a proper way, in a bekavadik way, and know who and when, how. But know what it is for you to stand up and say, I'm a ruach acheres. And then you'll be matzliach like a kalev to enter Yisrael. And that's how Gantz Klal shall be zoicha. To enter its role, the Gula Shleim of Mishilchenu, Bimheir, Bimheir, which of a Hail, the Shabbos Kodesh, you couldn't zimmer, full of Simcha, full of Bracha. A Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Koyde, Shabbos Koyde, Koyde, Shabbos 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 Koyde, Shabb